Pergolesi, like Mozart, spent the last weeks of his life frantically composing. Unlike Mozart with his Requiem, Pergolesi managed to finish his Stabat Mater just days before succumbing to tuberculosis in the March of 1736, when he was only 26 years old. The Stabat Mater uses a 13th century text, probably by a Franciscan monk, and it tells of the sufferings of the Virgin Mary at the foot of the cross. Pergolesi's setting was commissioned by a group of Neapolitan noblemen who wanted an up-to-date version of the Stabat Mater. And up-to-date it was. The style is far more of the lighter galant style than was usual in religious music of the time. It was too light for the religious theorist Padre Martini, who found it closely resembled the style of La Serva Padrona, and it did not convey devout sentiments. But most found the work intensely moving. Rousseau was moved to tears, writing that the opening was the most perfect and touching duet to come from the pen of any composer. Louis XVI attended annual performances in the Royal Chapel of Versailles, and the work continued to be performed during the French Revolution. When Pergolesi's Stabat Mater reached England in 1749, it was immediately a hit and soon became one of the most reprinted works of the 18th century. In the 19th century, it was rescored to suit the tastes of the day, with full orchestra and massed choirs replacing the minimal forces of the original. Pergolesi's Stabat Mater was admired by Bach, who used it for a setting of Psalm 51, Tilge Höchster, which was performed in Leipzig 10 years after Pergolesi's death. Like the original, it's for soprano and alto, but Bach changed the orchestration, adding a more independent role for the viola. Here is Bach's musical parody of Pergolesi's Stabat Mater, Tilge Höchster. It's sung by Monica Frimer and Annette Marquardt, with Le Parlement de Musique conducted by Martin Gester.
Thank you.
That was Bach's Tilge Höchste, sung by Monika Friemer and Annette Markter, with Le Parlement de Musique, conducted by Martin Gester.